So today we're talking about retirement income strategies. You've saved, accumulated a certain level of wealth. Now we need to talk about how to turn it into an income stream and make sure you don't run out of money in retirement. We also want to talk about some outdated advice as well and much more on today's show.
Discover the magic of integrating your financial,
legal,
and tax planning.
It's time for smart,
simple wealth.
Hey, welcome to another podcast. Walter Storholt back with you alongside Carrie Qureshi. And Carrie, it is great to be with you once again here on the podcast. Been a while since we'd had the chance to talk.
Absolutely. Yeah, we took a little bit of a break and just got busy with life and the big move into the new office. But we're super excited to be back on the schedule and rolling out some brand new podcast episodes for our listeners.
You're busy? I can't believe it. I can't believe that your advice and guidance would be in such demand that you'd be a busy person, Carrie. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. I am super happy.
Well, I am happy for you. Glad that things are going so well in the business and looking forward to rejoining you on these monthly podcast episodes. And today's topic is no different. It's going to be a good one as we talk about securing your retirement and some of those dynamic income strategies that you can use to safeguard your financial future. And we're going to make sure that folks don't run out of money. That's the main goal here on the podcast and what you're trying to do each and every day in the office, Carrie. And so I was wondering if we could start by discussing the importance of having a dynamic approach to retirement income and what we mean by that. Can you shed some light there for us, Carrie?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what we mean by having a dynamic approach to retirement income, it just means that we need to be flexible and adapt your strategy as circumstances change, right? Because people are living longer, we have economic uncertainties, we have inflation, we have taxes. We really need a plan that's going to support your needs throughout retirement. And some of the old advice, you know, or just having X amount of dollars or per month every year for the next 30 years in retirement, you know, that is not flexible. That is not adapting to change. And there's definitely some issues along with that.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. You've got to make sure that you're not following those old outdated rules of thumb that aren't working and make sure that you're operating off of the most current information. That's why you've got to stay abreast of what's going on. I'm sure, Carrie, it's why you travel around to different events and things happening all over the country and continue education opportunities, because you can't just kind of operate off of old knowledge, right?
Right. You know, and I always feel or believe that, you know, for me, I want to be a lifelong learner. There are things that are tried and true, but then we always need to keep questioning these certain rules and saying, do they still apply today in today's retirement with today's challenges? And one of the rules, you know, of thumb that we see a lot is something called the 4% rule. And the 4% rule, if you have not heard of it, it is basically a way to make sure that you do not run out of money or deplete your investment portfolio. And it simply says you could take 4% a year out of your investment portfolio. So if you had $1 million in retirement funds, you could live off $40,000 a year, every year, and the likelihood of you running out of money is very low. But again, that is just a rule of thumb. That is not something that just everybody needs to full-heartedly just say, that's the rule, that's what we're going to do, because it doesn't always work. And a lot of people actually could be leaving a lot of money still on the table and not even enjoying retirement and their hard-earned, you know, savings.
So for some people, the 4% rule might be spot on. For others, it needs to be the 2% rule. And for somebody else, it could be the 10% rule. So hard to kind of base just the general financial plan around such a marker.
Right, absolutely. And that's why it comes back to customized, you know, retirement planning is not just a one-size-fits-all solution. We need to look at your unique circumstances and figure out, you know, what type of retirement income strategy is right for you and your goals.
All right, well, let's talk about that word dynamic and as it relates to retirement income strategies. So we can't just use some static plan and expect it to work. I understand that one common strategy is the bucket approach. Perhaps our listeners have heard of that before, whether it be on your show, Carrie, or just in general in the financial planning landscape. I know that this involves dividing retirement assets into different buckets based on your time horizons and your risk tolerance levels. Is that right? And can you kind of just overview for us how all that works?
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's a lot of different bucket strategies out there. But in terms of what we're talking about today, most people use the bucket method for time horizon. So they have a bucket for short-term needs. You know, if there's an emergency, something breaks down, your car tears up, then you have another bucket of money for your medium-term needs, maybe the next 2 to 5 years of expenses. And then you have a long-term bucket, and those are for expenses that are further out in the future, say 10 plus years or more. And so that is very common. For us in our office, we use something similar to that, but it's really based more off risk. And so for us, when we look at three buckets, we like to have what we call an access or liquidity bucket. And again, that is for emergency expenses. But we also have a bucket for safety and income. And we have done a whole, you know, show on the concept of a volatility buffer, but really that middle bucket, that safety and income, that is our volatility buffer. And that is where we want to go in retirement when you need income, but the market is down, because we don't want clients taking money out of the stock portfolios when they're down. And then, of course, that third bucket, that is their growth, their stock market bucket. Again, long-term money, but it needs to keep up with inflation. It needs to keep up with taxes. And so we have the option to take a little bit more risk. So the bucket approach is just one strategy that is available, that is going to give clients more options to changing circumstances.
Yeah, you can see changing circumstances, you need a dynamic plan. Easy to see why those two go together. And thanks for that illustration, too, on how the buckets are defined differently throughout the industry. Some viewing it through that horizon, others viewing it more through that that volatility level and that risk element. I think that's a really important distinction as well. Beyond the bucket approach, are there other strategies available for folks to think about?
Yeah, I mean, there really is. And really the best approach that we've found so far to retirement income is going to involve flexible withdrawals based on market conditions, life events, and other factors that are going to affect retirees' changing income needs over time, right? We've talked about that. And it really involves two concepts that I want to talk about today. The first concept is called guardrails, and the second concept is something called retirement smile. And so think about the smile on your face. Okay. And I'm going to break each of those down. But the first concept is guardrails. And guardrails is just a strategy where you set a base withdrawal amount. So X amount a month. I'm going to take $5,000 a month or whatever from your savings. And you are going to adjust it up or down to reflect the changes in your investment portfolio value. Right? So if you had $1 million and you're going to take out, let's just say $40,000 a year, again, 4% rule, if your portfolio went up and you had a good run and it went up to $1.2 million, you could get a pay raise. So instead of taking $4,000 out a month, maybe you could take $4,200 or $4,300. But you also set a lower guardrail and say, if my portfolio falls to maybe $800,000 or $850,000, hey, I may need to take a pay cut. I may need to tighten my belt and adjust my spending, because I don't want to keep taking out $40,000 a year and deplete this portfolio faster. And so setting an upper guardrail and a lower guardrail and adjusting that spending is one approach to making sure that you don't run out of money by being flexible.
Makes sense. I understand the concept and the idea of the guardrails. That's an easy visual as well. All right, what about smile, though? I'm picturing smiling, but I'm not sure what that's telling me about my my retirement.
Well, hopefully everybody is smiling in retirement. We definitely don't want a frown. But the retirement smile, it's an additional layer on top of the guardrail strategy. And all this does, it accounts for different spending needs based on which phase of retirement you are in. And so in retirement, don't think that you are going to spend the exact amount, same amount of money, every single month or every single year throughout retirement. The smiles approach, if you think about the way a smile looks, if you draw down a piece of paper, you have three phases of retirement. You have your go-go years, you have your slow-go years, and then you have your no-go years. During those go-go years, when you're active, are you spending a lot of money? probably. Yes, you're probably traveling and going out to see the kids and the grandkids. And so those active early years, people tend to spend more during that phase. But as they slow down, you know, maybe they start to have some health issues or some other factors, they're usually not spending as much money in those slow go middle years. And then towards the end of retirement, those expenses start to creep back up. Why do you think those expenses increase? What's causing that?
I'm guessing healthcare is coming in now into play.
Bingo. Yeah. Healthcare expenses, long-term care. So your expenses start to go back up. And so the SMILE strategy just sets into different spending needs based on those active years, the slow go years, and then those later years in retirement. As a final note, really this guardrail retirement income strategy, it is designed to provide the highest possible retirement income without jeopardizing your portfolio when, not if, when the markets go down. Because we know the markets are going to go down. We just need to have an understanding that, we need to make minor adjustments in order for us to get the maximum retirement income that we all want.
Okay, excellent. Really good and helpful information today, these dynamic income strategies. And is this pretty much an automatic carry if somebody comes in to work with you guys and they're kind of new to this financial or retirement planning world, they haven't gone down this road before? Do they have to specifically ask for the dynamic income strategy, or this is what you're doing for every client that comes through?
This is really what we're doing for every client, because this is what, if we run the numbers, we're going to run them multiple different ways and scenarios, but 9 times out of 10, this is the strategy that is coming out on top. But if it's not, we're going to catch that and we're going to talk about it and say, hey, here's another strategy that may have a better benefit. So it's not something necessarily you got to walk in and ask for, because we're going to be running that as part of our smart wealth planning process.
Okay, very good. Well, if you've got questions for Carrie and you want to get in touch and have a conversation about your financial plan and how to move forward with a better plan in place, all you have to do is call 870-275-4304 or go online to QureshiLaw.com. We've linked to the contact information and ways to get in touch in the description of today's show, so be sure to check that out. There on the website, you can find all sorts of great resources, including more information about coming up financial workshops. So again, if you have those questions, that number to call is 870-275-4304 or go online to QureshiLaw.com. We've got some other exciting things to tell you about on today's show as well, so stay tuned.
Hey there, listeners. Have you ever wondered how to make your money work smarter for you? Well, wonder no more. Qureshi Law & Wealth is thrilled to announce financial workshops designed just for you. Yes, you. Join us as we dive deep into strategies for wealth creation, asset protection, and smart financial planning. Our team of experts will be there to guide you every step of the way, sharing their knowledge and helping you to make informed decisions for a brighter financial future. So mark your calendars, set a reminder, do whatever it takes, because you won't want to miss this. Head over to www.QureshiLaw.com to see dates and times to register. Now, back to the show.
Well, it's time to answer a question from one of your listeners, Carrie. But before we get to Jerry's question, I've got a quote of the month for you first to get your reaction to this one. Now, this is unknown. We don't know who said this, an unattributed quote, but a good one nonetheless. The quote is, "I'm going to retire and live off my savings. What I'll do the second day, I have no idea." That probably describes the financial plan of a lot of Americans, doesn't it?
It does, and it's sad because so many Americans just don't have a good retirement plan, and they do feel like they are going to be working the rest of their life, and we definitely don't want that, and that's one of the things that, we love to help people with is how to get a plan and to make that savings, and their hard-earned money last as long as possible.
Well, let's get to our listener question, and it doesn't sound like Jerry is thinking in the same way that unknown quote was. Jerry's thinking a little further down the line here and very bluntly has a question for you. Jerry's from Bay, by the way, and if you want to submit a question, you can do that on the website at QureshiLaw.com. Jerry says, "What happens to my retirement accounts upon my death? Do I need to leave them to my kids in my will?"
Yeah, so that's a great question, a very confusing topic that a lot of people get wrong. And so what listeners need to be aware of is that most retirement accounts have a beneficiary designation on them. And so there is a piece of paper that you fill out to say, if I pass away, my primary beneficiary should be this person. And then if that person is not alive as well, here's a backup beneficiary. And when those beneficiary designations are completed, those bypass your will. And so we've had a lot of people that say, well, if I leave it in my will, you know, I leave it to my sister in my will, but the kids are the beneficiaries, who's going to get it? The beneficiary designation, the kids, because a beneficiary designation always overrides a will. So that's very important to understand. Different types of assets pass differently. And so, you know, definitely if it's been a while and you have not reviewed your beneficiary designations on your retirement accounts, also your life insurance, please go back and check on those, because you want to make sure you have somebody named, because you do not want it passing to your estate, which is the default, and throw it into the mess that they call probate court.
And another illustration of how you integrate that financial, legal, and life planning, Carrie, helping people bridge that gap from not only getting from working years to retirement, but also thinking beyond retirement to helping the next generation or what you want to happen to have happen to your estate, making sure all those planning documents are pulled together. These are the kinds of things you're talking about with clients and giving them that comprehensive planning that they don't get at a lot of other places out there.
Right. And that's the benefit of being both an attorney and, and a wealth advisor, is being able to integrate that and really make sure that we're touching on all those different areas of our clients' lives. And like you said, being able to pass that down to future generations.
Great synergy, to pull a buzzword out from the 2000s, early 2000s, I think, is when synergy, I felt like you couldn't turn anywhere without hearing that word, but a good illustration of it there. Again, if you've got questions for Carrie, easy way to get in touch is through the website. We've linked to it in the description of today's show, QureshiLaw.com. All right, time to wrap things up for the week, and we have a fun question to get to know Carrie on this episode.
It's getting to know you time.
All right, Carrie, so here is your fun question to wrap things up this week. What product could you not live without?
I would probably go with Chapstick.
Chapstick, very nice.
It is one of those things, I swear, I feel like I have to have one in my car, I have to have one at work, I have to have one at home, and it never fails. The time that I need Chapstick and I don't have it, it will drive me crazy. Like, oh my gosh, I need my Chapstick. Where is it?
Oh, that is so funny. That is great.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were to ask my wife this question, she might have the exact same answer. I think she puts Chapstick on about 30 times a day. So, and she can't go anywhere. Either that or hand sanitizer. Those are her two go-to products. That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, she's in the health industry. She needs that hand sanitizer.
She is. And I don't know if we didn't mention this to the listeners. I guess last time I was on the show, I was living in North Carolina. We'd probably talked about it a couple of times. Now we live in Colorado, and with it being so dry out here, yeah, Chapstick is definitely a staple in our lives. That is too funny. Very good. I can't believe that we actually had some overlap on that product. Of all the products in the world, the fact that we would have overlap on that one is pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be, you would be like, oh, that's so trivial. Like, that's not an important item.
But. No, that's an important item. I have a little less problem with the lips and more problem with the dry hands. So Connie got me this lotion that's called Bloody Knuckles for Christmas, and it's a lifesaver. So it keeps my hands from cracking too badly. And works pretty well. Also, just a cool name. So I give a free promotional plug to Bloody Knuckles out there.
Yeah. You're not making any money on the affiliate link.
No. We don't have any affiliate links. Although we could look into that, Carrie. Let's see. Let's see see if we can make any revenue off of a lotion link here on our on our show. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, check it out. If you have a problem with dry hands, check out some Bloody Knuckles. It's definitely marketed toward men, though, I think, with a name like that. In any event, great show today, Carrie. Thanks for filling us in on some great information, including those dynamic income strategies. Looking forward to the next episode with you.
Yep. Thank you so much, Walter.
All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you again next time right back here on Smart Simple Wealth. Come back and join us if you want to learn more about integrating your financial, legal, and life planning. See you next time.
Investment advisory services offered by Qureshi Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. Legal services provided by Qureshi Law Firm PLLC. Qureshi Law Firm and Qureshi Wealth Management are not affiliated in any way. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. They're not intended as investment or legal advice. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. Information provided does not create an attorney-client relationship and cannot substitute for obtaining legal advice from an attorney admitted to practice law in your state.